Scrambling upright, they spat out water, staring open mouth to Kruven in the shallows near the other side. Their leader was lying on his back, trying to scrub mud and water from his eyes and wailing piteously.
Don't kill me, please. It was the others who caused the landslide. I tried to stop them. Let me live and I'll help you to hunt them down. I'll do anything. Only spare me, please.
He broke down, blubbering and pleading. Rohrbach waded across and stood over Kruven, a look of loathing and contempt playing on his villainous face.
Cheer up, you whimpering idiot. I'm packing your whinge and tis only us.
Kruven dried his eyes swiftly.
Where's the otter? Is he coming after us?
Dagrab waded across to study the muddy bankside.
We never heard him following us, so there's no need for all this shouting and crying.
Suddenly, Kruven was back to his old self.
I wasn't crying. I was calling out because I'm in pain. If you took the trouble to look, you'd see my foot paws trapped.
Rohrbach grinned wickedly.
Why, so tis. Here, let me help you, chick.
The stoat could have freed the paw instantly, but he pretended it was a difficult task. Leaning down on Groven's scraped limb, he ignored his leader's cries, wrenching and scraping the hit foot paw maliciously, but keeping his voice pleasant.
There now, only babes cry and moan. So you was the one who tried to stop us causing the landslide, eh? Ain't you the big, brave Jaskazan? Young Kruven, the terror, eh? All we could hear on the journey was how you was going to slay the otter. All those horrible things you was going to do when you laid paws on him. As soon as you clapped eyes on the Tangerang, you took off like a butterfly from a jackdaw. What happened, oh mighty one? Why didn't you stand and fight like your mama told you to?
Kruven pushed Rohrbach aside and wrenched his football free.
Why didn't you? Or you, Dagrab? You're supposed to be veteran trackers and killers. I'd have taken that otter on if and you two cowards would have stayed to back me up. Ah, we could have done with Valagrifra there too. They ran long afore the otter showed up. But if they ain't tracking him, what are they up to?
Dagrab pointed at the bank side.
Well, we'll soon know when we catch up with them. There's Ifra's poor prince. Weasels ain't hard to recognise. Aye, and Valag's still with him. See the scratches off in his bow tip and the deep prints he made levering himself over the bank top? They're headed west by the look of things.
Kruven slapped cooling mud on his scraped limb, binding a dock leaf to it with weed strands, then stood up and tested his balance.
Right. We're going after those two sly beasts. It's all clear to me now. I knew all along that the otter would never show his face near a Jaska camp again, and no clan beast had ever come this far from our territory to check any story they might tell. So all they do is turn up back at camp and tell Grisul that we're all dead, the otter too, and next thing you know, they're clan chiefs. That's it.
Rohrbach climbed to the bank top, shaking his head.
You've got it right, except for one thing. Only one of them'll make it back to camp. Ain't no room for two chiefs. I'll wager 'tis Valik who returns alone. He was always the deadliest slayer.
Dagrab climbed up beside Rohrbach.
Ha, that's what you say, but Aoife, I ain't no fool. I've tracked alongside that weasel many a time and they don't come any slyer. Valug's big and powerful, but my bet is that the one who makes it back will be old Aoife. He's the craftier of the two.
Kruven scrambled to the bank top, motioning them to move off.
I don't care which one 'tis. I'll slice his head off with this sword as soon as we make it back to camp. All you two's got to remember is that I killed the otter. Stick to that story and I'll promote you both to chief trackers. You can have your own followers, give your own orders, and live off the cream of the land. Now let's get going while there's still plenty of daylight.